Good morning. My name is Robin Voigt, otherwise known as Tripp and Bailey's mom or wife to Ralph. When I was asked to speak this morning, it was about what prompted you to make your first financial gift to the church. This took a little thought. As a cradle Episcopalian, I grew up experiencing the witness of active weekly giving. My dad had his special numbered envelope that he pulled out of his pocket every week with two coins for Marlene and I. Although all three of these items went into the collection plate, and it often became an unspoken contest with Marlene as to which coin would make the loudest clunk. However, the time came for me to make the active choice to pledge. While the model from my parents instilled an understanding for the importance of routine giving, it did not provide the money. Ralph and I made that decision to pledge as newlyweds almost 20 years ago when we decided to get married at St. Mark's and choose this as our church home. We knew this community was special and it was important for us to give back. As young newlyweds, we gave what we thought we could afford and still pay all the other bills. At that time, giving small amounts each week seemed to be a little easier than writing one check each month. Somehow, each year's reflection led to the understanding that we could give a little more and make an increase in our pledge was a little bit easier to do each year. That grew from annual giving to capital campaign giving in support of other various projects throughout the years. We always see the annual pledge as the foundational needs of the church, and then we give more as other things come up. To us, it isn't an either-or, but a both-and. However, as we were running out the door for choir, ushering Eucharistic ministers and all the other things with two boys in tow, remembering the check each week became a little bit more difficult over the years. So, for Ralph's plug, because what he loves the scheduled online giving. All intent to meet our pledge and no Sunday morning worries. 20 years later, Ralph and I still have the same conversation each year. In fact, we had it just last night because, yes, I procrastinated preparing this speech, and our stewardship package came in the mail. We were sitting on the sofa, and we had the conversation. How much did we pledge this year? Okay, are we on track to meet that? Are we going to be able to fulfill it? Can we do something more? What will it be? Sounds good to me. Does this sound good to you? Okay, sign the card. The hardest part is remembering to bring it back. So, be on the lookout for your stewardship package and join us as we bring our pledge card back on November 3rd for the pledge collection and also for the parish meeting at 10:10.